Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Old School Monday. It is the beginning of the week. So, and also, we're in the new season. Of course, I'm your host, Don Fleming. It is a beautiful, beautiful fall. I don't know, wherever you are in the world right now, where I am, it's very chill, it's very nice, breezy, enjoying some fall weather right now. So, of course, that was music from Change. From 1982, of course, Sharing Your Love album. That is The Very Best in You. And, of course, I have my partner hanging out with me, the legendary, none other, none greater, my brother from another mother, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. What's going on, man?
Yeah, buddy. Hi. Hey, what's happening? Man, this is the first show of the new season. You're kicking it off. Yes,
man,
great. This is the first show of the month, too.
Yes, October.
Man, you know how to get it going. Man,
well,
love it, you know what?
Appreciate you hanging out with me. We got music on the way. We got some SOS band on the way. We got some O'Brien on the way. And we got some classic 70s funk from the Blackbirds. So... and then whatever Wardell wants to play, whatever his heart desires, man, he's going to hook it up and give you a little bit of that old school mix, too. So the new season, man. Oh, shout out to Greg for the flyer, man. I really appreciate the flyers and whatnot and promoting the show. Man, again, he's gone above and beyond, so I really appreciate that. Don't think I don't. I really do. Thank you so much for that. I've just been in my own world. As a matter of fact, right now I'm working the show and I'm multitasking on my other job, so I'm doing a couple of other things. But I'm still with you guys, so I'm gonna play classic funk, classic soul, classic R&B for you. I do this every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. Of course, you can go to WardellPottsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com if you want to support the show by getting some cool merchandise. Got some mugs, got some t-shirts, got some hats, and I think we still have masks and whatnot. And also, if you want to go to the Cash App, we have $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. So again, thank you so much for supporting the show. I want to give a shout out to my cousin Dimitri out in Las Vegas. I got to give a shout out to my girl Nia. She's listening out in D.C. Some people listening. I got a frat brother listening in St. Louis. So thank you guys for tuning in, supporting the show, man, and listening to me mess up the show and play garbage music.
You're crazy. Hey, so, you know, I got to say, guys, that this is really a blessed time where we are. First of all, we're in a new season for the show, but we're also in a new part. A new season as far as our weather is, because we're in the fall season, and then also in the month of October, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know, so it's really a lot going on just in this month alone. It's a lot to be aware of and excited for. But the most important thing that we are still here. And that we are, you know, and we have each other, you know, to be, you know, to say, bless you, God, thank you for keeping me, as we just lost another one of our entertainers in Coolio, you know, and which was just a real shocking death. Yeah, I mean, you know, they don't even know what, they haven't even said officially how he died. He just went to bed, and that was it. So, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, you know, we have to learn to be grateful for the moments that we have and appreciate not just our moments, but the people that are around us just a little bit more, because you just never know, right? We never know. So I want to also say that we have holidays. We got the Halloween coming up. My birthday is the day before Halloween, but it doesn't even feel like my birthday until Halloween, Don, because my mom always celebrated my birthday on Halloween. I always had Halloween parties. So
Halloween,
I'm looking
baby.
Forward to that. I'm looking forward, but check this out. Then right after that, we got Thanksgiving. where everybody comes together, you know, from the whole year. This is all coming up right now, and we all get together with our family and friends or whatever and just celebrate, you know, another year to be thankful and grateful for, you know, just what you know, the things that we've accomplished, you know, where we are, another day, another opportunity, another blessing, you know, another chance for us to bless someone else. And then right after that, we got Christmas. So these months right back to back to back got the biggest holidays of the year right here. Mm-hmm. So this is wonderful. I love, we got a lot going on. And so we're going to do our best to entertain you guys musically and with interviews and stuff and try to get you some good interviews. And so interviews that you can see as well, not just hear. So just trust us.
Yeah.
As we're putting all this together, there's a lot going on. And Don had some great interviews last year, last season, so I'm looking forward to what he brings to the table and what we can bring to the table together and just have a good time. So thank you, thank you, thank you for giving Soul Eye Records Radio the opportunity to bless you in this season. And thank you, Don, just being here and blessing us, you know, and we don't take you for granted, my brother. We appreciate every moment, you know. So thank you, thank you.
Hey, man, I love what I do, and I love the fact that, you know, we are on, and I'm naming it and I'm claiming it, just like the Clark sisters say. We're looking at bigger and better things. We're looking at a bigger platform to have with Soul Eye Records Radio. You know, that's in the works, you know, and things like that. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag on that one, but we're very persistent on these things. So for all of us, and again, for you guys listening and supporting the show, again, that's my motivation. And my motivation is to make this bigger. And, I guess for lack of a better word, better, you know, with the bigger the platform, with the more outreach, and we're reaching out to the people and whatnot. And again, the video chats, and that's coming up soon, and, you know, the interviews and whatnot, not just radio, but you get to see me, you get to see Wardell, you get to see who we interview, so, and you get to see T-Meyer. Shout out to T-Meyer, by the way. So those things are in the work. Yeah, so those things are in the work. So, man, be on the lookout for those things happening and bigger, better things coming in the future on Soul Eye Records Radio. And, man, I ain't leaving. You're going to have to pry me out of my chair. So I'm going to be here.
I'm going to be here. It's recorded.
but I do want to say, you know, again, rest in peace to Coolio. Yeah, we lost that brother 59 years old. So, I mean, that's considered young, you know. So he was at a friend's house and he went to the bathroom and didn't come back. And whatnot. So again, tomorrow's not promised to any one of us, but let's make today the best we can and live to the moment. And I'm a firm believer.
He was just getting ready to go to France, I believe it was France. He was getting ready to go to France on the tour.
Really?
It's just crazy.
Man.
Crazy, man.
I'm gonna play a song. I'm going to play a song that Coolio used as a sample. I'm going to play it in this block, but I got to give a shout-out to Miss JoJo McDuffie. Shout-out to JoJo. She supports the show from the Mary Jane Girls. Yes, JoJo is in the house.
I put her on the flyer. She's on the flyer as well. She's so beautiful. What an angel she is.
What an man. Well, you know what? It's only fair to play a classic from the Mary Jane Girls. You guys hear it in the background. Let's take it back to 1983. Of course, Wardell Potts Jr., Don Fleming. This is Candyman. You guys keep it locked right here. It is Old School Monday on Soul Eye Records Radio. You guys keep it locked right here.
my sugar daddy, baby. Thank you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course. What you just heard, Fantastic Voyage from the group Lakeside. What year was that, man? Come on, help me out, Wardell. What year was that?
I believe that was 82.
1980.
It was 80? Wow.
It was 80.
Man.
It was 80. See, how you going to let me up you on the year? And you were there.
Well, you know, I was busy doing my own thing.
I'm just messing with you. Of course,
I can barely keep
we
up
talked
my
about.
Own,
hey, I know. I'm just trolling you a little bit. That was Lakeside from 1980. Fantastic Voyage, of course. Before that, before I go into that, you know, we talked about the passing of Coolio. One of his biggest songs, if I'm not mistaken, I think Gangsta's Paradise was his biggest. But I guess his next to biggest, or one of his biggest, I'll just say that, was Fantastic Voyage from 1994 he did. I remember that summer. I mean, you could not turn around and not hear that song, Coolio's version of Fantastic Voyage. MTV played it it was on constant rotation on MTV. I mean, BET played it. I mean, at the time I was in L.A. that summer, visiting family before I actually moved a year later. I was out there, and that's all Power 106 played. You know, the radio stations out there played, and K-Day and whatnot. So it was a big song that summer. And, of course, I had to go back to the originators, the original Lakeside. Of course, they are out there still touring, still kicking butt. Still wearing the pirate suits. It's amazing. You know, those brothers still out there and just making just good music. And I'm looking at the crowds. I'm seeing videos of their concerts, especially their latest concerts. And I see people of all ages out there. I mean, I see kids as young as like 12, 13 out there just enjoying Lakeside. And then, man, we got to get somebody, got to get Otis or Fred or even T-Meyer, man. We got to talk about, the fact that the music like that to me is timeless, and it's as corny as this may sound, it's ageless. Because I grew up in the time, remember the song came out, I'm 6 years old, I remember Fantastic Voyage like yesterday. I used to sing it. So it was one of those songs. Even that it was considered, now a lot of folks say, well, that's grown folks music. We were already exposed to grown folks music as a kid. Yeah, you had your bubblegum kid groups every now and then, but that really just didn't define, to me, that didn't define what R&B was as a whole. It had its many subgenres. I get that. But from R&B, the polished I guess the polished identity of R&B at the time was about, older cats in their 20s, but very mature sounding, And again, I mean, and a lot of the artists that were R&B artists, they had a lot of jazz background. They had a gospel background. So it was still, there was still a mature sound to it. So, even as a kid growing up, what's considered grown music, it was just music to us. So now, it just seems like a newer generation now has to say, oh, this is grown folks music. This sounds like grown folks music when it's so-called traditional R&B. It's always been odd to me. And I started off the blog. Actually, let me go back and do the recap, and then I'm going to go back to what I said because I don't want to forget. Before that, I played from 1977, the late, great Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up. Of course, started off the block. Again, shout out to Miss JoJo McDuffie of the Mary Jane Girls. Had the Mary Jane Girls Candyman starting off the block. Now we're 25 minutes left. But anyway, what I was saying, and again, please jump in because I always mention it. I sound like a broken record, but I'll say it again. You were at ground zero, so I am not going to try to take your words or try to dictate my words as your words. So, but I felt as a kid growing up and the way R&B was, there was that was, you know, it was playing, it was catering to a mature demographic. We just listened to it because it was, you know, our moms played it cleaning the house on, our grandmothers played it cleaning the house on Saturdays, or having like a little get together, you know, where you sneak in and see everybody, you know, everybody that's going to church that Sunday, that Saturday night, you see them and you sneak and get your Kool-Aid and go back to your bedroom. But all of that music was played, you know, whether it was the Four Tops or you know, or all of these Motown artists, like we just played, Marvin Gaye. And now you just don't really see a lot of that. You know, it's one of those things to say, well, you got to look for it. It's still there. You got to look for it. And I don't want to be that guy. Well, go ahead. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm want to finish my statement. But I won't. But go ahead and jump in.
Finish your statement.
No.
You must have,
no.
You're getting older. I don't want you to forget it.
he's trolling me. He's trolling me now. But no, I was gonna say when you know, I don't want to be that guy. It gets old and say, well, I don't want to have to look for it. I want it to be in front of me. Now, I get it. You know, people have to, if you love something, of course you want to do your research. I get that. But the crazy part of it is, even growing up, and yeah, times are different. I get that. But but having access to good music shouldn't be a hard task. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be a hard task to look for good music and say, oh, I heard this song from a friend. Oh, let me go down this rabbit hole. And then, you know, in the search engine, they'll say, oh, since you like this, listen to this. You don't really, you know, you would go to the radio. You would go to, BET Video Soul or something like that. Of course, we don't have those outlets anymore, but I don't want to feel like you have to just really, really look for it. Because now, right now, it's, you know, rap dominated. It's a different type of content, you know, that content I don't agree with, because I'm not going to bash it, because if I don't agree with it, I just don't listen to it. But but you got to understand, you know, there's a generation of kids here that are growing up thinking that content is the norm, you know, how to talk to a woman or how to, you know, you know, all of these things that may play a part to your child's development, they're all listening to this. But anyway, I don't want to be that guy that talks about, well, kids are, you know, just listening to filth. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying there's certain things right now that kids are absorbing like a sponge that you know, that may not be as, what's the word I'm looking for? And they may not be as far as mature or at least mature enough for them to listen to. So, but anyway, that's me getting
off the
soapbox. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question in regards to the maturity of the song and the adult song or not an adult song. So when rap and stuff came up, was that for the kids or was that adult stuff? Or was it both?
You know, I think there was as a kid growing up, and of course I'm a child of hip hop. I grew up in the 80s. I grew up during Reaganomics. So there was a lot of party. There was a lot of party songs for a lot of young kids. But the thing was, it was for that older crowd, the 18 and ups. So I'm 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old absorbing it. But I knew, you know, of course, I listened to Planet Rock. I listened to The Message by Grandmaster Flash, you know, Sugar Hill Gang, you know, all of that, the content of it. Once we got into the whole, this quote-unquote reality rap of what you may call gangster rap, I'm 14 years old. I'm not even on the front. The first tape I bought with my own money that was a rap tape was N.W.A. You know, now, whether I should have got it or not or whatever, that's up to my, you know, my parents or my mother, at the, you know, my mother or whatever. But, you know, I think when we grew up, we grew up in a different era. We grew up in a different time. That's not an excuse to try to downplay the other generation. All these generations have something special. Everyone growing up in a certain era has something special that they cherish, and I'm not knocking that. All I'm saying is, even to answer your question, I don't feel like I'm going around in circles. I want to land the plane, but I just want the people to hear this. I think when you have to me, the mindset and the mentality of okay, you listen to NWA and they talk about gangsta and this, and Ice-T said this, and the Ghetto Boys said this. Now, granted, I'm 16, 17 years old. So at that time, you know, and this is just me talking. Now, look, I'm not perfect, but I understood the difference between, you know, the whole art imitating life versus life imitating art. A lot of the kids that grew up, and some of the kids under me didn't understand that. And that's probably, you know, and that's on them too. I'm not saying our generation was unicorns and rainbows. I'm just saying that a certain maturity level, we were prepared. I felt that there was some type of development and some type of upbringing and the preparedness of when that came out, then we understood. We didn't try to act it out. Again, a lot of kids did from my generation. Not saying, again, everything was rose-colored glasses. All I'm saying is that you see now that a large consensus, I feel like more of a large consensus of kids are listening to music now, particularly the rap now, and think, you know, and they don't, their mind's not developed. They're going to act it out. They're going to act out what they see or what they hear. Or they're going to do these things. And to me, it's very, you know, it's not. It's hurting. You know what I'm saying? I hope I was able to answer your question somewhere in there.
Well, yeah, because, you know what I mean? We were talking earlier, and, you know, and I just want to say that, you know, I appreciate your passion about what you're talking about right now, because it's important that we do pay attention to what we're teaching our children. And so I even have the same problem with some movies. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just video versus, you know, audio. And so I appreciate where you're coming from. Now, earlier we were talking about, you know, you're saying like Fantastic Boys, it's kind of got that adult, it's just an adult thing, right? You feel that adult thing in and stuff. So let me just ask you, when you put rap on top of that, will that, does mm-hmm. that change it from an adult thing, or does it depends on what the lyrical content is? So let me play this, and then we'll come right back right after the song. So I'm gonna play it, and then we'll come right back. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right. All right.
Trying to find a place where I can live my life and maybe eat some steak with my beans and rice. A place where my kids can play outside without living in fear of a drive-by. And even if I get away from them drive-by suckers, I still gotta worry about them brothers. I keep on searching and I keep on looking for fools on the plane from Watts to Brooklyn. I gotta keep my faith in my people, but sometimes my people be acting like they evil. You don't understand about running with a gang, cause you don't gangbang. And you don't have to stand on the corner and swing, cause you got your own thing. You can't help me if you can't help yourself. You better make a layup. Then you die, still trying to get a piece of that apple pie. Every game ain't the same, cause the game still remained on the scene. Kinda strange, ain't a damn thing changed. If you don't work, then you don't need. And only damn brothers can ride with me. Pop, 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 if I push you down the block, stay sucker free and shake the busters off your job. You gotta have heart, son, if you wanna go. Watch this beat, Jerry, it's swing low. Ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody dying, ain't nobody worrying, everybody's fine. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing if you wanna have. You better stop running. What you gonna do when the fire roll by? You better be ready so you can ride.
Got no ride.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Quit calling me.
Julio.
Fool.
All right. So that, you know, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Don. Like, so that was obviously rest in peace, Julio, who we were talking about earlier, doing another version of Fantastic Voyage. And so, Don, your thoughts about
it? It's a universal party song, man. And I think it, again, it there's no age limit to that. Even especially in the 90s, I just felt that. bless your heart. I guess he's getting them some water. But no, usually those party songs still has some level of maturity to it. Of course, we knew Julio, you know, WC in the Mad Circle, of course, the group he was in. And, Fantastic Voyage, you know, the lyrical content, you know, it was something universal. Again, it was a party song, and it was something for all ages, although there was a sense of maturity there.
Right.
Planet, you know, like I mentioned Planet Rock, Afrika Bambaataa. You know, it was just one of those songs that, yeah, these cats, you know, Julio at the time was, how old was Julio? About 20, 28, 29 at the time, maybe. Maybe almost 30. So, you know, it was something definitely for his age group, but it wouldn't mind it for the young people to hear it. And again, we heard it. I was 19 going, I was 20 that year. So... And again, We got a little delay, guys, so just be mindful of it so we won't feel like we're talking over each other. But I was saying that even as a kid, even 14 years earlier, I knew about Lakeside. So that song, to know about that song and see it as, you hear it as that sample, it kind of enticed me a little bit more to listen to it. And again, being a child of the hip-hop generation, you know, I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. But I knew that the song was very universal. And the fact that MTV played it on every hour on the hour, you know, that's back in the day when they were playing actual music videos, and every now and then they show the real world, but they were still playing music videos all day. So, again, it was something that was universal to it. And again, usually with party songs that just doesn't talk about women that, you know, in a derogatory manner and talking about, you know, drug use and things like that. You know, there were party songs like that too. And there's a lot of party songs like that now. I just don't listen to it. But again, it was something for all the kids. And Coolio was kind of that guy, you know, with the hair and everything. He had his hair out and whatnot. You know, he was very marketable. You know, the fact that he was on Nickelodeon, he could be on MTV, he could be in the hood, then he could be on Nickelodeon. So there was just something universal about that, about who he was and the music that he had. And again, the samples that he used, you know, and that just enticed me more to listen to Coolio. I was a big fan.
Yeah.
And then, and let me add this, the fact that Gangsta's Paradise, of course, I think they said Gangsta's Paradise was his biggest song. The fact that that sample, Pastime Paradise by Stevie Wonder, you know, from his, what's the album, Songs of the Key of Life album. So, you know, those things, those kind of parallels to me really kind of helped my development as far as my love for music, solidified my love for music. And again, I take that to heart, man. But anyway, I hope I answered your question.
Well, you know, just wondering, you know, bottom line was that music, because for me, the Lakeside version was a older audience kind of thing, and then Coolio was a younger person who came and did the song with a different younger style, and I was wondering if that was acceptable for the young people, that version, even though he had a few, you know, some profanity in there, which we had blocked out. But I'm just saying, the overall, was he able to cross it over in a way that was classy, and so both sides were able to enjoy it?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. They did have, even back then, they had clean versions. They had clean radio edits of songs and whatnot. And again, this song was universal, and like you said, you know, when you talked about the maturity of Lakeside, and again, it goes back to the whole grown folks music thing. You know, I was a kid, I soaked it up. So, you know, maybe that kind of, I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm vain. I don't say this with vanity, but it's kind of how matured me. I was mature at it, you know. I felt like I was 14, 15 years old, sounding like a 20-year-old, you know. So I felt a sense of maturity, even as a kid growing up, you know. You know, I wasn't that kid at school that used to, you know, that would bring a briefcase to class, but you know, I was just kind of, I felt like I was intellectually. A lot of kids felt it intellectually, they were on a different plateau when it came to, you know. It came to music especially, but it definitely came, you know, when it came to you know, with young ladies and things like that, and you know, courting and things, you know. So, but anyway, that's another story down the road. But yeah, it was all about
all right.
the maturity level and what you were exposed to as a kid.
All right, I hear you. I was just, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you.
I had my, yeah, that's cool. I'm glad you were able to explain that. I don't know what's going on with my throat, but it's scratchy. And so I am getting, I'm at the end of my cold, so I think that might be what's going on. So I'm going to do a, you ready for me to do a block?
Knock it out, man. This is your thing. And make sure you put the song in the comments.
What song? Oh, well, I am. He never tagged me, but anyway. All right.
I'm about to tag you right now. I'm so sorry. I was multitasking.
It's so bad. It's not even on your own page.
You're funny.
So
you are hilarious.
But you do have it on Solar Records Radio page. But anyway, because I went to your page to share it, and I was like, oh, it's a
I know, man. What is going on with me?
Oh, man, because you're busy. You try to do a lot. You got a lot on your plate. So come on. I'm going to break it down. This one here is for the ladies, and this is old school Monday night with Mr. Don Fleming and me, Wardell Potts, hanging out with my brother as he multitasks.
Yeah.
And, man, look, I can't even get the words out. Lord, have mercy. Come on, guys. Let's do this on Solar Records Radio. The new season.
keep on riding, riding on.
Come and go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know that in the end you'll still be loving her. But then she's gone. You're all alone. I never learned to give myself. I've been a fool, but right now I need someone else. Well, 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 just like boy blue eyes, I'd blow my horn if you just lead me home. Baby, I should have known. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love no one. It takes a fool. remember all the love I had within. My love was strong. I've always said I'm not much of a rapper, but the truth I've learned from the time I was a child. You see, I know from experience that, baby, you can't color a thought. And you sure can't touch an emotion. Love, true love is to the bones, to the soul, where hearts are home. And I just got to explain to you how I feel. Cause you see, I've been a fool, but now I love you, and I've learned, baby, I've learned. Well.
You know, this music is just something that just, whew, it just takes me there, and I'm blessed because of it. And I hope you guys are enjoying this music with John Fleming and myself, Wardell Potts Jr., as he
nice
gave
block.
Me a nice block to do. And so thank you so much, man. That was fun. I enjoy it. Man, oh, man, I love this music. I love that song. Whoa, man, these songs just take me down memory lane,
dude.
That's
spinners.
And it,
that's spinners, so man, man. You know, when Felipe, you know, of course, we're talking about the late, great Felipe Wynn from the spinners. You know, when he's preaching at the end, man, takes you to a whole different place, man. Love that. It takes a fool. Love don't love nobody. Man. That's some real stuff right there. He was preaching. He was really preaching. Now, Wardell, you got to do, who did you play before that, man?
The OJs, Love Train. Oh, man.
Billy Soul right there.
You know, that's right. And I opened up the block with Lady by the Whispers. You know, that was for the ladies for sure. And, man, oh, man, I just got to apologize once again. I'm at the very end of a cold, and thank God it's not COVID. But I'm at the end. I did take the test twice, and it was negative, so I'm good. But I'm at the end of the cold, and I'm very happy because I'm about to get on the plane, and they're not gonna let me get on the plane, you know. And
I
would be nervous.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it's just you know, a little crazy. But anyway, guys, thank you for you know, for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. This is the new season, and I'm so excited.
Yes,
I'm so happy.
New season.
Yes, new season.
So, can I keep it, man? You know what? You set the tone in that last block, man. Of course, especially that spinner song, the last. Can I keep it mellow? Well, I'm gonna give you something from my generation and whatnot. You know, of course, you took it to the 70s. On that whole block, who did you start the block off with? Help me again. Who did you start the block off with?
The Whispers.
Yes, Lady. 1979, mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken. I love that. Love that classic 70s block right there. But let me give you something. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. Of course, we got 45 minutes left of the show. Again, for all of those listening, again, thank you so much for tuning in, supporting the show. You can go to Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. Let me take you back to 1984, give you a classic from the group Force MDs. You hear in the background, it's Tears. Keep it locked right here. Old School Monday, Solar Records Radio.
Yeah. fucking love it. No one above it. Ooh, girl, you really got it going on. I wanna thank you, I wanna thank you. You're the reason why I sang this song. A rose is red, a violet's blue. Who cares as long as I'm with you? So God, let's just run away. Oh, we're only the two of us can play, girl. Let's run away.
You're sweet as honey, and just as sunny as a night and a warm afternoon. Oh, your smiling face, your loving grace could light up any room. Now I won't say, but I need a pinch to make sure I'm not dreaming. Cause heaven like this doesn't come every day.
Don't deserve me, but girl, just hurt me. With all the love you can find, oh baby girl, my lemon drop, my lollipop, girl, candy must be your name. Cause your sweetness is my weakness, and I'm there, show nothing can be this.
You're listening to Solo Records Radio. It's Old School Monday. Don Fleming Wardell Potts Jr. at the 1992. That's classic from the group Low Key. I got a thing for you. Yes, and before that, Brownstone, Five Miles to Empty. Yes, from 1997, and of course started off the block. Force MD, 1984 classic from Love Letters album called Tears. Had to give you a little 80s and 90s thing going on. Of course, a low-key 1992 album. Freshman year of college, man. That's that brings memories. That brings back memories for me.
Man, come on, dude. That was a block right there, and thank you so much for taking us there. Whoa, man, oh, man. I'm enjoying the love zone right now, man. It's on. I think I screamed into your ears a second ago.
He did.
Oh, man. Hey, I want to give a shout
He's
out.
He's like, I got to get more of this.
Hey, Debbie Reynolds, what's up, Debbie? She's hanging out with us tonight.
Oh, shit.
Julian in Detroit, what's up, Julian? Miguel, what's happening, Miguel? Much love, my brother. And also to Astrid, it is early in the morning in Amsterdam, and she's getting ready for work. Much love, Astrid in Amsterdam. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us this on this Monday night, and it's a great night because it's the beginning of the new season. Don is kicking off the new season for us here on Solar Records Radio, Don. And listen, man, I got to tell you that I was like, what could I play that could stand up to what you just played? And I was running through, I'm flipping through my, just going through, I almost went to your stuff. I was stash. I was like going, wait a minute, I got to find something. I gotta find something, but can I play a song that I think the ladies would love to hear?
Come on now,
it's hard. I'm just saying, it's hard. That block is so right. It's so good. And sometimes, you know, it's just so much stuff that's been going on. You know, here is Monday is a hard day to go back to work after a long weekend. You know, it's that kind of the bluesy Monday, you know. But Don, you know, he's playing these love songs that feel so good. I mean, that's a stimulation right there. So, you know, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. I'm just saying, it just feels good.
Oh, no,
good, man.
Not at all.
It's good for the spirit, you know, just to feel, to hear these love songs, man. And so anyway, so listen, I want to come on and take us right into this. John, you going to take over after this? I'll start the block off if that's okay with you.
Man, do what you, hey, you are we compete? Hold on.
Well, you know, I love it because what I do like is that I play my stuff for my generation. You play your stuff that you love, and let the people decide.
Oh yeah, right.
But it's fun, man. Because okay, so here we go, guys. Get ready. Here we go. Oh.
No matter what you do, and I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true, 'cause I love you. Baby, I'm thinking of you, trying to be more of a man for you. But we gonna see it through, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 oh. Some men need lots of women. But I
One time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, oh-oh, 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 and I cry, I cry, oh-oh, 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 and the tears would fill up in the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad, to one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand, you helped me. You help me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you.
That is not even fair. You know, it's one of those things like we interrupt this broadcast. We interrupt this program to say how foul man. That was. But no, man, you Lenny Williams. You can never
right.
go wrong with Lenny Williams, man. Yes. You hooked that up. And, just embarrassing me, man. Come on now.
It's what a beauty. And I produced him. Do you know that?
No, I did
did
not.
Did you know that?
As long as I know you.
I never told
I did not.
Yeah, I didn't even tell you. Yes, Dana Myers and myself. Yes, Lenny Williams. My goodness gracious, from Tower Power. He was the lead singer from Tower Power. But that song right there took him to another space and another place. And all the ladies was like, thank you for giving us our props.
But you know something? Now, granted, he's from the Bay Area. He's from Oakland. But where was he born? You know where he was born? Right here.
No,
Little Rock, Arkansas. He was born in Little Rock.
Huh?
He was born in Little Rock, Arkansas. So shout out.
You would know
shout
that.
Out to Lenny Williams. Yeah, Lenny Williams, man. You know, we got about 17 minutes left. Yeah, I had to jump in. I had to jump in and give you your props on that one, man. You took it all the way back to Lenny Williams because I love you. That's one of those songs that is memorable as a kid. You just remember the you remember the begging and God, man. Come on now. But
yes,
you know what? Because we got 17 minutes left of the show. I'm going into your stash right now. We're going to keep this music going. I promised it in the beginning of the show. I mentioned it in the intro. Of course, let's take you back 1983. You guys hear it in the background. Music from the Sounds of Success Band, aka the SOS Band. Tell me if you still care. Keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio. classic music from 1977 from the Blackbirds. Of course, that is Dreaming of You. And, of course, before, started off the block giving you a little bit of a little bit of that SOS band, Tell Me If You Still Care. Of course, we got 4 minutes left of the show. It's pretty much going to wrap it up for us. Man, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us on the new season, Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., man. Wardell, man, what's up?
Man.
Closing man, it out.
Thank you. Yes, sir. What's that?
We're closing out the show, man. Any final thoughts? Yeah, any final thoughts?
Well, thank you again. I really enjoyed it, man. And, you know, first show of the season, you nailed it. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And
thank
all the listeners, thank you guys so much. And we look forward to our first interview with Joe Levy on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from the U.K., a brother from the U.K. putting it down. And you're going to really enjoy his music. So tune in this Wednesday for our first interview of the season. God bless you guys, and thank you again for being a part of Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you.
Nice. We got anything for tomorrow? Of course, Tuesday. You got an archive show, right? Or
No. It's the beginning of the new season, man. So we are here and ready to rock and roll. This weekend, I'm going to be with the Miracles all weekend. But before the weekend comes, we're going to be right here in the studio banging away and enjoying this new opportunity with our listeners. So some new listeners as well, as, you know, like we're bringing on new artists that's got their followers coming. And so we got to be right here doing our thing and just being a blessing. So for the rest of the week, all the way until Friday, you know, guys, tune in. We're going to be live and ready to go. Don may do the Friday show if he's available. So celebrating the town of Los Angeles. So we'll see what happens. But many blessings to all you guys. And thank you again. And thank you, Don, for blessing us today.
Hey, thank you for hanging out with me. Of course, I mean, you just make the show a whole lot better hanging out and just playing your music, you know, your generation, and my generation mixing it up and things like that. Again, we got the same taste in music, but it's always kind of just like this newfound thing, a proud moment when you're playing the music and I'm just like, you know what, I would have played that. Or I play music, you've been like, I would have played that. So it's a good feeling, man. So, again, thank you so much for hanging out. Guys, again, thank you so much for hanging out. I do this every Monday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, man, we're going to go ahead and close it out, man. I want to take you back. Close it out, 1984. You guys hear it in the background. The music from, Brian. Of course, you guys hear it. It's Love Light for Don Fleming. For Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You guys make sure you keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio for tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so on. We out, guys. Have a good one. Good night.
Yeah. Good night.